أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome back to another episode of Living the Quran through the Living Quran. In this series, we've been going over chapter number 36, Surah Yasin, also known in the traditions as the heart of the Quran. And you'll recall from our previous discussion in our last session that the discussion was about the fire of hell. In the lead up to that, obviously, we had been looking at many verses about prophets, about messengers being sent, about people, believers, trying to encourage their community members to believe. We looked at very brief passages about paradise. We looked at some verses about the fire of hell, the punishments of hell. And we also look at the fact that God had asked us, had informed us, had taken a covenant with us, actually, that we should not worship the devil, that we should not succumb to demonic temptations, and that we should not break the rules of God. In the verse for today, and the single lone verse that we want to look at, verse number 65, God gives us a preamble, we can say, to either the gardens of bliss or the punishment and the tortures of the fires of the hell. And he tells us about one of the aspects of the governance of the court of justice of God on the day of judgment. And this is obviously a vast topic that is spoken about in multiple verses of the Quran. Today in Surah Yasin, in our review, verse number 65, let us look at one of the aspects of the accountability on the day of judgment, in which Allah says the following statement:
الْيَوْمَ نَخْتِمُ عَلَىٰ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ.
On that day, we shall seal the mouths of these individuals. Their hands will speak to us about the actions they did, and their feet shall bear witness to all of their doings. Now, one of the first things that we should keep in mind when we see and read this verse is that Allah, God, does mention only two body parts, the hands and our feet, and that these will speak to God on the day of judgment, that our mouths will be sealed. We will not be able to speak on our own at a particular juncture of the day of judgment and the day of accountability. And rather, God says, as he says in this verse, that our hands and our feet will be made to speak. But what we should appreciate, as Sheikh Mohsin Qiraati mentions in his Tafsir Nur, is the fact that this presenting by God of the two body limbs, of two of our limbs, are just an example. It doesn't mean that other parts of the body cannot or will not converse or speak or bear witness on that day. But rather, God is just giving us a very brief or general understanding of what will be bearing witness on the day of accountability. Because in other verses of the Quran, as the Sheikh rightfully mentions, the eyes, the ears, our spiritual heart, these will also bear witness. So really, and you know, we look at further and we see that even the skin, the skin of our body, that this will also bear witness on the court of justice on the day of resurrection. And so really what we understand is that our entire body will actually be witness, either for us in our favor of the good that we did, or against us and the sins that we made our body perform. This will be, and this is really one of the manifestations of the court of God's justice, that He knows what we've done, but He will allow our body parts to actually testify and to tell God and to remind us what we did, and so we cannot hide anything on that day. As for some of our takeaway points that hopefully we can better use to appreciate and to make a change in our lives, one of the first things we see is that God, who has created us and given us the power of speech, that on that day of accountability, that He will take away our speech, our mouth will not be able to function to speak, it will be sealed, and the rest of our body will actually testify in the presence of God. Another point to keep in mind is that on the resurrection day and the day when we will be held to account, our body parts will not do what we wanted them to do. You know, in this world, if a person wants to go and sin, his feet are compelled to take him, let's say, to the nightclub. His hand is compelled to lift up that bottle of beer or alcohol. But on the day of judgment, the feet will not do what the person wants their feet to do. The hands will not listen and obey their owner. They will almost have their own power and ability on that day. And that is something that God has given and will give to these body parts on the day of resurrection. And last but not least, and we conclude with this powerful thought for this discussion of Surah Yasin, is that the most powerful witness on the court of the resurrection is when the means by which the sins were performed, that they themselves testify. That is a powerful thought that we leave this discussion with today, that our body, the same limbs that we used to sin against the rules of God, that we forced our hands or our feet or our mouth or our ears or our eyes to sin with, we forced them to commit those sins. They did not want to perform them, but we compelled them to do it, that they will testify against us on the day of judgment. So let us try to ensure that we use these body parts, our organs, our limbs, our senses, in the obedience of God, so that on the day of judgment, this entire body, our hands, our eyes, our mouth, will speak praise, and that our body parts will testify that we use them in the best ways possible to earn the divine pleasure of God. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.